I rise in support of House Bill 60. As amended, this legislation makes major strides in helping those who need access to critical life-saving cancer medications. My colleague, Senator Tommy Tomlinson, has long advocated for this legislation, which essentially ensures those suffering with cancer have the ability to take chemotherapy treatments either by IV or through oral medication while having their health insurance benefits cover the treatments equally. So long as a healthcare practitioner determines that oral chemotherapy treatment will be as effective as IV treatments, House Bill 60 ensures a patient receives the same level of benefit to pay for the treatment from their insurance carrier. While House Bill 60 is a positive development in fighting cancer, the debate surrounding this issue also exposes one of the main cost drivers in the overall cost of healthcare today: prescription drug cost. Indeed, if prescription costs for oral chemotherapy were so astronomical, we wouldn't be likely passing this legislation today. And while House Bill 60 improves patient access to these drugs, it does nothing to address the root cause of the problem, the overall cost of medication. That's why, Mr. President, I introduced Senate Bill 893, which provide openness and transparency to the pricing and cost of prescription drugs. I ask those who advocated for the passage of House Bill 60 to join me with the same level of passion and commitment they have to take meaningful steps in addressing this underlying issue, the cost of prescription drug pricing. Again, I thank Senator Tomlinson for his efforts on this issue and ask my colleagues for an affirmative vote. Thanks for the time, Mr. President.